What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. It is Josh Grisham live on My 100.1, bringing everybody into the middle of the country. And I tell you what, when we get interview opportunities and we have an opportunity to sit down and go inside the career of a rising star, it is always fun. My guest this morning is certainly no exception, a fast rising career. And when I say she's done a lot in 10 years on the scene, she has definitely done that. She's got a film that is just out of its week release in theaters. It is now out on video and on demand digital. The film is called Cherry, and it is certainly one to watch, garnering a lot of attention and a lot of praise coming out of the Tribeca Film Festival. Its lead actress is Alex Truett, playing the title role of Cherry. Welcome to the show this morning. We are excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it is an absolute honor. And Alex, first things first, I just got to talk to you about this movie. We got the screener last night, sat down, it captured my attention. How do you feel about the role, but most notably the buzz coming out of Tribeca? That's a big deal.
Yeah, that honestly, it was very unexpected because, I mean, you always hope that your movie goes to somewhere like, you know, one of the major film festivals. And but you can't hope too much because I think it'll hurt your feelings if you don't.
Yeah.
And getting into Tribeca was just a dream festival. And it was also a crazy time because, you know, like 3 days... I can't remember if it was 3 days before or 3 days after we premiered there, Roe versus Wade was overturned. And so then our movie just got like so much press, which was, you know, great, but also just it's tough because we couldn't believe how suddenly relevant it was.
Very much so. And coming out at that time, that is a big decision. And it has changed and impacted so much across the country. There are fights still going on. There's a lot of women that are still angry about it. And I mean, man, talk about pushing the film right up to the forefront of current topic of discussions that are still going on right now as we speak. And your character, Cherry, I mean, everything she goes through in that film is what's going on in real life. And I cannot believe you've got a role in a movie that is relatable. It's real, and everything your character experiences is what goes on every single day, and it's oftentimes stories we don't see.
Yeah, no, that's super true, and that was kind of our goal. Is we wanted to make her relatable. We wanted her to feel like she could be your friend or your sister, and she, I think that we did accomplish it because, you know, we wanted to make women feel less alone because, you know, so many women all around the world are dealing with this decision and oftentimes on their own.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to do something that would kind of shine a light on these girls where maybe nothing really traumatic has happened to them. Because I think a lot of times you see a movie that's about an abortion and it's based around some kind of heavy trauma like rape or, you know, just the worst things. And ours isn't. And I think that a lot of times, especially with all of these laws coming out with quote unquote, the exception rules, it's really nice to have someone have this story and it's just an accident. And we don't make her a villain. We don't make her a victim. It's just something that has happened to her. And I think that so many women just don't talk about it. It's actually our director, Sophie Gallibert's personal story. And she didn't tell anyone until she was making this movie. And she called her mom and was like,
Oh my God.
I'm actually making. Yeah. But you know what? We talked to so many women we talked to Planned Parenthood. We talked to women who did or did not make the decision. We spent a lot of time, you know, talking to as many people as we can and getting the research. And it is really, really common that that is the situation. So we wanted to shine this light and give, hopefully some of these women can feel like they are seen and that they are still respected for whatever choice that they make.
The fact that you mentioned that's Sophie's stories, mm-hmm. I had no idea. And that just elevates it even more and makes it more relevant. There were some scenes in there that I'm just watching and I'm just kind of picture myself in the room, especially when you're trying to get into that clinic. And the scene outside was pretty hilarious because you're changing your voice, your accent, thinking they can't see me. So I'm going to switch it up and I'm going to get in this clinic. And then the guy's like,
I can see you. I can see you this entire time. And then you get in and then you're hoping to be examined. And then the exam goes a whole different way. And I'm thinking, man, this doctor needs to go back to school. It was kind of laugh out loud. You switch from the comedic side of that. And then all of a sudden it gets very real when you're having the sonogram done. Mm-hmm. And then your character, Cherry, you're like, can I see it? And then you hear the heartbeat. And I'm like, holy cow, man, what a scene that was. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, it's tricky because we shot in 7 long takes for our movie. And so that was actually like one take starting from the outside of the office, going in and having the sonogram. And there were no breaks. So it was a really fun challenge for me as an actor to have to really just drop in kind of like a play and go straight through. So yeah, I don't know. We're actually, even still, I'm kind of surprised when people are like, this is actually a funny movie, because like, we just didn't have that when we were making, we didn't see it that way exactly. And I think now every time we are sitting in an audience and we hear all of these laughs, we're like, oh my God, okay, it is a true dramedy, because, you know, despite this really heavy subject matter, there's so much joy and it's so optimistic and it's such a fun movie to watch, truly, because you know, when it rains, it pours, but life moves on. You have to still go about your life. And sometimes things are kind of crazy. And yes, at a certain point, you just have to laugh.
Well, and that the movie gave us moments of that. And obviously, for me personally, as a viewer watching the screener, I grew to really hate Dan Schultz's character as Nick. Who is your boyfriend? I'm like, hey, this guy's kind of cool. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the movie, I'm like, no, I hate him. Yeah. Kick him to the curb. Don't keep him around, Cherry. I wish I had more time with you. We've got about 3 minutes before the interview's done. You got to go on to your next stop this morning. Can I talk to you real quick about the ending? I don't want to give anything away, but it's really unique. I hope it's fair to say that the ending is subjective, because there's a conversation between you and Dan Schultz's Nick towards the end. Things are kind of coming full circle for you. There's a shift in your job. You get cash. And then the conversation with Nick, I mean, to me, the ending was very subjective. We don't really get a clear line. I mean, you reference what you're going to do as far as your key decision in this 24 hours. But there's a scene earlier with the family, your mom and your sister in the film. And I was kind of left going, okay, she said this, but I leaned into you were going to give it away, as in maybe adoption, and that was going to lead to your sister. Was it kind of deliberate in the subjectivity towards the end?
We really wanted there to be a lot of ambiguity, because it's, I mean, the whole movie can be subjective, because throughout her journey of the 24 hours after she finds out, it's kind of like there's not one defining factor.
Yeah.
At least not for me. Some people will say, oh, well, after your father's scene, of course, how could you not make this or that decision? And it's kind of just up to the viewer, because we wanted people to be able to insert themselves in the position, and then they can decide, oh, well, maybe I would do this, or maybe I wouldn't do this, or, you know, it was on purpose so that you could kind of picture yourself there and decide for yourself.
We can kind of picture for our own way where Cherry's story is going to go. And for me, as I watch it, I'm like, okay, she's going to come back around to being a mom, and she's going to give her sister the gift of a child, because, you know, you're the sister in the film can't conceive. And I'm like, that's how I picture Cherry's story's ending. She's going to get herself right. She's going to get that job, and then she's going to come back around to being a mom, and she's going to help her sister out. That's what I took away from it. And I think other viewers are going to see things a different way, or see it my way. But I love the way that was crafted. And as we're getting close to wrap up time, I just want to say this has been an awesome interview. Was looking forward to it. Alex, you delivered. And you've got a bright career, 10 years, so fast. You've done a lot, starring opposite Zoe Saldana in Scratched. You've got The Electric State. That's going to be a big thing for you. Chris Evans, Millie Bobby Brown. Wow. It leaves me excited for the next part of your journey and the next 10 years of your career and the other 10 after that. You got a bright future, and you've got yourself a diamond and a gem in this film here in Cherry. And I just want to say thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your tour. And again, everybody, get out there and see Cherry. It's on video and on demand digital. You will not be disappointed. It's a winner. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you.